Have you ever wanted a safe and loving place to come to spark that good feeling in yourself? Well, you've arrived. Welcome to the Om Show with Tanya Butson. In this space, Tanya encourages you to view yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced. With Tanya, a leader in the field of human potential, you will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better, and you will never ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. The Om Show with Tanya starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Tanya Butson, and you are listening to the Om Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. I've got a good show for everybody today. Each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, we will have some of the most interesting stories, topics, tips, and guests helping you to be all that you are. Today, I will be discussing why so many of us are worry wards and where does that come from? And how do we make it stop? Worrying can be one of the most detrimental things we can intentionally do to ourselves. So let's find out more about this topic now. And I do want to let you know that I have a free gift for the first caller in today who wants to share something about worrying, and I am giving away my second best-selling book called Smiling Through the Rain. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. So come on and give us a shout and be on the show. I would love to have you here. So, my question for you today is, do you wish to worry less? This show is kind of near and dear to me because I grew up with a Nana on my maternal side who worried all the time. And she passed that on to my mother. And then my mother raised me with the same intentionality. Of worrying is an important factor of your everyday life. And I somehow learned that that is not true and worked on learning how to diminish at least the amount of worrying that I do. And meditation for me has been a huge factor in decreasing the amount of worrying that I actually do. And now that I'm aware of it and can see it, I really see it in my mother and how much she worries unnecessarily. So I really want to, from my heart to yours, if you do worry and you have anxiety and you have panic attacks, I really want to try to be there for you today and give you some information that I hope gives you a light bulb moment so that you can start to learn how to worry less. Because here's a question for you. Does worrying serve your highest good? Really think about that. If you think about worrying and what the effects are on your life, does that serve your highest good? The answer is no. So, do you incessantly worry? Do you know people that are chronic worriers? Or do people call you a worry wart? If you're being labeled a worry wart, that means you are worrying way, way, way too much because it's evident to other people. So, I want to dive in about this topic so that I hope you can find one takeaway from today that you can use in your life to start worrying less and being more optimistic more. I actually took away some information during my research for this show today, and I'll share it with you when I come across it. But it is really, really important you are self-aware and you know that you worry too much to begin this little journey of learning to unprogram yourself from the worry wart label. So worrying throughout our lives can become one of the most regretful things we do in life, because the side effects to it outweigh the pros. If there are any pros to worrying, I'm not really sure. I'm sure somebody would debate me on that. After all, you know, worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace. On top of that, most of what we worry about never, ever happens. It never happens. Like, I can speak to that. I worried so much about so many things, and I don't think 99% of what I worried about ever came true. So it is a waste of energy. You're like, really, really think about that. If worrying has so many drawbacks, then why do we do it? Well, there is some major learned behavior there, some programming there as well. But when I really kind of, I wanted to go from the, I wanted to take a different approach. I wanted to kind of go for more of a psychological approach as to why we do this versus like a spiritual approach or a stressor kind of approach to it. I wanted to like learn something different about this today, and I found it. And so it's all about outcomes, which is really interesting, because I don't think a lot of people think that way when they're worrying, because it's just an automatic response. So when a certain outcome is unknown, we want to make sure it turns out well. So there is this control factor involved with needing to know the outcome and you wanting it to be positive. So even after doing all we can to prevent a bad outcome, we can't eliminate the possibility that something could actually go wrong. In other words, we don't have full control over these outcomes in most situations in life. There are many things we actually do not have control over, such as the delay of a flight or the death of a loved one. There's nothing we can do about it. When we have a hard time with uncertainty, we may ruminate the thoughts of the situation. And if you know what the word rumination means, it is over and going over the same thing over and over again. And you know what? When you do that and you're looking for different results, they call that the definition of insanity. So we don't want to go there. We don't want to do that. Okay. So this is why I'm here today, to help you have a new outlook on the way to think and the way to look at uncertainty. So when we have a hard time with uncertainty, we may ruminate, as I mentioned, and think over and over and over and over again. And what are we doing? What are we doing in our head when we do that rumination? We are actually considering the what ifs and trying to make them imaginable. So you're actually trying to attract what you're really trying to avoid, which is so backwards and, you know, completely against the type of lifestyle I'm trying to teach here with the show. So I'm so glad I did this topic. This topic came to me as a divine message. I had a totally different topic for this show today. And I just last minute on the show last week changed my mind at the end when I was closing up the show. And I wanted to, I don't know, I was just listening, following my intuition. And I really think this information needs to get out there right now so people can start learning how to cope with worrying and change their behavior. Because the what ifs are typically the things that we don't want to happen. And if we are accentuating our thought patterns on those what ifs, which aren't the things that we want, we're most likely going to attract those into our life. So we're going to go, nope, stop. We're not going there. We're not going to take that train. So I really want you guys to like think about the things you worry about. And what are you doing? You're thinking, you're contemplating those what ifs. You need to stop that so that you don't attract those outcomes in your life. We play out how we would handle it in our minds with a multitude of scenarios, right? So that's what I'm talking about. You're constantly like, what if this happens? What if that happens? And many times you're trying to control an uncontrollable situation. So again, stop that, because you are not in charge of the flight patterns at a very busy airport. And those flights are delayed for safety reasons. Either the weather or there's incoming jumbo jets coming in, or mechanical reasons. Like, honestly, do you really want there to be a problem with your airplane? Or would you rather them delay your flight so that you arrive to your destination safely? So even when you're worrying, oh, my flight is late, I'm going to be late for wherever I'm going, do you want to arrive? And that kind of thing that you're worrying about is actually a really good omen. So you're worrying about something that is actually a positive outcome for you. You're just not embracing that fact that it possibly could have saved your life. Worrying about uncertain future events reinforces itself over and over again. And there is a mental state that is tied to that overthinking called anxiety. And what reward are you finding in feeling that anxiousness? Each time we worry and nothing bad happens, our mind connects worry with preventing harm. So when I worry, nothing bad happens. And that's really why people worry, because they believe that what they're thinking about is actually creating the negative outcome from dissipating. Nothing bad will happen when I worry, which is further from the truth. And on top of that, the self-perpetuating nature of worry compels us to keep doing it and to keep worrying. And there's five common reasons for that. The kind of beliefs actually as to why we want to continue to worry, which is so, like, this is so backwards. This whole thing, like, is playing with my mind, because I've never looked at it from the psychological point of view before. It's just like, oh yeah, I'm stressed. Okay, don't worry, you know, breathe, whatever. And now I'm looking at it from this actual psychological point of view. And as much as it makes sense, it makes absolutely no sense why we do it. It's self, like, traumatizing harm. It's self sabotaging our own positive effects in life. This is a really bad habit that we have been taught and learned, and you know, we're probably passing it on to our children as well. So five common beliefs about worrying is why we worry. And I want to get into those after the break and break those down so that we have a better understanding of why, as to why our brains take us into a place that makes us feel less than desirable and creates so many problems. You are listening to The Om Show with Tanya Butson. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will discuss the drawbacks of worrying and why we keep doing it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.com.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Into the peace we crave, find your freedom in addiction recovery with me, your host, Tanya D., the first Monday of each month at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we take you on a spiritual life recovery coach journey and share unique holistic approaches, I will provide a sympathetic listening ear and solutions while helping those affected by addiction. I get it. Enough is enough. If you're ready for help in creating calm in your recovery life, visit thepeacewecrave.com today.
Would you like to improve the quality of your life, be happier and healthier? Hi, I'm Peggy Wilms, host of the All Things Wellness radio show and bestselling author and the creator of the All Things Wellness Wheel. This is a free self-assessment tool that teaches you how to balance 24 areas of your life, from sleep, relationships, coping skills, home organization, nutrition, exercise, and so much more. Get the download today at allthingswellness.com and prevent your wellness wheel from getting
back on the Om Show with Tanya Butson. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. You can reach me on my website, organicallymeta.ca, or email me at organicallymeta@outlook.com. I have amazing services that get clients results. Message me with your questions and let's get working together and create your best life. Don't forget, I've got a copy of my book free for the first caller in. So come on, dial up 1-800-930-2819 or type in your comments and I will be happy to send this book out to you. I'd love to hear from you. So we've been discussing why we worry and why it seems so hard for some people to stop. I found this so interesting to research and just fell across the whole psychology of it. So I want to share some points that people play over in their minds when they decide. Did you hear me? When they decide to worry. Yeah, you're choosing to worry, even if you were taught to worry. It is a choice. It's a decision. So stop it. Okay, so here we go. This stuff has blew my mind as to why we psychologically choose to continue to worry, even though we know it's bad for us. If I worry, I will never have a bad experience. First of all, that is such a type A thing. And I'm type A, so I can say that. Like, it's totally trying to control the outcome. And there's no such thing as perfection in life. So trying to, like, especially if it's outside of you, like if you are worrying about your daughter's situation, it's completely outside of you. You can't control it. You can offer some advice, you can send some love, you can pray and hope everything goes well, but that is all done with good intention. And that is not worrying, that is placing out a thought pattern of something positive happening and then letting go and surrendering the control to the higher powers. So I find this really a little bit fun. I chuckled. If I worry, I will never have a bad experience. Like, that's just impossible. Nobody likes bad news. I get that. So I'm still giggling about it. So we worry to preempt disappointment and hurt. Well, we're just sabotaging ourselves by worrying and creating the disappointment and hurt in ourselves with anxiety and stress and then physical stuff and mental stuff by trying to preempt the very things that are creating. Did you see the dog chasing its tail here? So it is impossible to predict everything that could happen. And how much are we suffering by fearing the future? Right? No, my mind's like, oh my gosh. When you start to understand this, you see how much, like, it's pointless. It's pointless to worry. But those that worry are going to have a big job to undo that patterning in their minds. So there's techniques for that, though, which I'm going to share at the end of the show. So the first one, if I worry, I will never have a bad experience. Okay, here we go with the second one. It is safer if I worry. How? We believe that the act of worrying itself lowers the likelihood of a dreaded outcome. We might think that if we stop worrying, we'd be inviting trouble. But if we're constantly worrying, we never get to test out this belief to see if it's true. I don't know why I choose these topics that are like such mind puzzles. I could just do something super easy for these shows. But no, I like to make it complicated. But that's okay, because I'm learning so much while I do this show. And I hope you are too. And I hope you are passing this show. You need to pass on to every single person you know, because everybody, 99.9% of people worry about something. So it's safer if I worry. We might think so, but unless you stop worrying, you're never going to find out if not worrying made it worse or worrying made it better. But for most people, the worrying makes it worse. Are you listening? This is trickery of the words. Worrying makes it worse because of all the side effects of worrying. And in the end, it just robbed you of today's peace and didn't help you with tomorrow's troubles. And even that quote is a little bit off, because who's to say that tomorrow has troubles? Tomorrow could be terrific. And you robbed yourself of the peace. So this thing that we do called worry is pointless. It really is pointless. Okay. The next one, like this one really irks me. I'm not going to lie. This one irks me. I show I care by worrying. And I think this is personally a trigger. I think this is how my mom showed love to me, by worrying. I bet you a lot of people relate to that, you know? Yeah. This is such a backwards way of showing your love for somebody, because it's harming you, like the person worrying in the process, and then therefore ricochets over to the person that they're worrying about, because then that person then worries about the other person because the other person's worrying too much, and then that other person's starting to get, you know, anxiety, and it's a vicious cycle. So we might tell ourselves that worrying says something good about us. I only worry because I care. This may be true, but we too often turn around and think, if I don't worry, it won't mean I don't care. So that's the clincher there. People don't want to come off as not caring. People don't want to show that they're not thinking of others' safety, when in actuality, people's safety and well-being is up to them. It's up to them. Every human has their own free will. And the safety portion that you've been programmed with is false. It is up to yourself to keep yourself safe. So if I didn't worry, it wouldn't mean I don't care, is like, you know, X that out. We need to distinguish between caring about a situation, including doing everything in our power to keep it and to help it to turn out well, and worrying needlessly and fruitlessly about it is not helping whatsoever. So if in doubt, we can ask family members if they'd rather we worry or show we care in other ways. Like, how about, I love you, Tanya. How about that? Instead of worrying incessantly that I don't even know that you're worrying. And then when I find out that you're worrying because you had a heart attack. Yeah. Just tell me you love me. Tell me you care about me. Tell me you want the best for me. You know what? That's going to help me grow. So this one was a trigger for me for sure. Worrying motivates me. It's not uncommon to believe that if we stop worrying, we'll become complacent or unproductive. I kind of felt like this about this show, actually. I wrote this last night at midnight. This morning at 10 o'clock, I was finishing it. I don't typically procrastinate like that. I've had a heck of a month, and it just is the way it turned out. But the worrying of getting this show done for a live show definitely motivated me, but it was, you know, with false pretenses. So think about the recent time where you gripped with worry. Can you imagine yourself being motivated to take care of the situation, even if you weren't worrying so much? We need to differentiate between unproductive worry and productive concern and problem solving. Okay. You got to see the difference between those two things. And then there's two more. Worrying helps me to solve problems. We might tell ourselves that worrying is how we find solutions to our problems. However, extreme worry is more likely to interfere with problem solving, because you can't focus, you can't think, right? You can't get a clear grasp on reality. And once more, we need to be aware of the difference between productive problem solving and wheel spinning worry, you know? Going over the what-ifs, going over the what-ifs. So consider these two modes in your own experience. How does it feel to be taking care of a problem versus worrying about all the what-ifs? So take a minute, ponder those things. For me, it was like, whoo, brand new information coming through about how we psychologically make it okay in our own minds that it's all right to worry. Now, we know as well why some people worry, right? But what I want to really focus on, like, I really think that was a mind confusion, everything that we just learned. So it's going to take some time for that to sink in, but I want to find out what that worry is actually doing to our mind, body, and souls. We're going to take a quick break. So hold that thought. And I want to make sure we have plenty of time to cover these side effects of worrying. And don't forget, somebody call in, claim this book. It's full of amazing, inspiring stories. One of my own, my inner child stuff. So please call in. I'm Tanya Butson. You're listening to The Om Show. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit OrganicallyMeta.com.
Activate your DNA with the light codes of creation and implement the life of your dreams with the help of Pam Bright, a multidimensional healer, a light language channel, and a spiritual transformational coach. Pam offers a variety of sessions to heal your mind, body, and soul vibrations. She will connect you with your spirit team, activate your chakras, and more. Not sure what service is best for your journey? Find out by scheduling a free discovery call by visiting brightbutterflynetwork.com.
Are you looking to up-level your leadership style to create greater results and have more success, but not sure where to start? Executive coach Camilla Kahlberg can help. Recognized as one of the most inspiring coaches by EU Business News and regarded as one of the top mindset coaches in the world, she is helping clients thrive through personal and professional change. Camilla knows firsthand on what it takes to achieve what you may be missing in your life. Visit kahlbergcoaching.com for a free consultation.
What makes a coach irresistible, extraordinary, and successful? The Coaching Academy has graduated hundreds of students who have built the most fulfilling coaching businesses. That's because the Spiritual Life Coaching Certification, based on the proven formula Rewire Your Brain for Success, is an innovative program designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills to support you in your journey of becoming an elite league coach. Inquire today by visiting coachingacademy.net.
I'm Jim Fannin. I coach champions.
15-minute consult, no obligation. But when you come in, bring us your worries, and we're going to help you get rid of it. But I know all the Zoniacs, you got the mountain that you want to climb, and we're here to help you climb your own personal Mount Everest. You can send me a personal email.
AskJim@JimFannin.com
or just go to JimFannin.com.
Be in the zone. It is the only place to be.
We're back on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. We have been talking for the past half hour about worrying and why people justify this detrimental coping skill. I'd like to continue speaking on the topic and reviewing how the negatives of worrying affects all of us as a whole. Worrying for longer than a few weeks can take a toll on your health. Just a few weeks. You know, what if you've been doing it for your lifetime? I am sure it's contributing to premature life spans as well. And this can totally be stopped or diminished, decreased. So it's all up to you. And I want to share a few things you can be mindful of if you find yourself worrying about one thing after another. So here is the bad news, okay? Nervous system. This messaging network is made up of your brain, your spinal cord, your nerves, and special cells called neurons. Worrying too much can trigger it to release stress hormones. that speed up your heart rate and breath. They can raise your blood sugar, your blood pressure, and send more blood to your arms and to your legs. And over time, this can affect your heart, blood vessels, muscles, and other systems. I think you can read between the lines what an upset nervous system can start to create. It wreaks havoc in your body and other organs. So the muscles are next. When you're troubled about something, the muscles in your shoulders and neck can tense up, and that can lead to migraines or tension headaches. So you want to be able to relax and let those muscles just be calm and strong. You want strong muscles. Okay, breathing. If you're worried a lot, you might breathe more shallowly and more often. And sometimes you just hold your breath and you don't even realize it. While this usually isn't a big deal, it can be a big deal. If you're holding your breath, you can pass out. That's not good, depending on where you're at, right? But it can be serious if you already have some breathing problems like asthma, lung disease, and other conditions. So it really can affect your breathing. And for some people, it can actually make them breathe deeper and faster, and they hyperventilate. So these are things to consider. Is worrying really worth this? Oh, our heart. If it sticks around long enough, that worry, don't want it there long. Something as small as a nagging concern in the back of your mind can affect your heart. I kind of shout this out to men. I'm going to kind of, although this is applies to everybody, but men, talk about your emotions. It's safe to do so. It's safe to cry. You know, when you hold on to the emotions and the tears, it will suppress and it will create disease in your body. And it's typically, it goes right to the heart because you're not getting to the heart of the matter by talking about the stressors in your life. And it is okay to talk about it. So you want to get those nagging concerns off the back of your mind so that your heart isn't affected. It can make you more likely to have high blood pressure, a heart attack, a stroke. Higher levels of anxiety can trigger those stress hormones that make your heart beat faster and harder. If that happens over and over, your blood vessels may get inflamed and then lead to hardened artery walls, unhealthy cholesterol levels, and other problems. So this is really serious. This is why worrying is not worth it. Blood sugar. When you're worried about something, stress hormones also give you a burst of fuel. And I think there may be a little bit of an addiction to that too. That worry also gives you that burst of energy. So that could be some sort of little addiction that you have. You don't even realize it. And that fuel that rises in you and gives you that little peak moment feeling through the worry is the blood sugar. And this can be a good thing if you need to run from danger. But what happens if you don't use that fuel that your body normally stores it up to use later, because that's the survival technique. And sometimes if you're overweight or have diabetes, for example, your blood sugar can stay too high for too long. And this can lead to heart disease, strokes, or kidney disease. Your immune system, if your body is affected by the physical effects of worry, it may not fight germs as well. Just thinking about things that made you angry or depressed in the past take a toll. So why would you live in the present moment with those things always on your mind? It can make it harder for you to fend off the flu when you're constantly thinking those things over and over in your mind. It can be difficult to fend off viruses like herpes and shingles and other ailments and maladies, it's really important to try to keep your thoughts in check so that your immune system isn't burdened. Your stomach, you may feel those butterflies in your stomach when you're nervous. Ah, I've got to do the OM show. My gosh, my heart's going. Ah. In more serious times, you may feel nauseous or even vomit. If this happens often, it can lead to stomach pain and sores in the stomach lining, which we know as ulcers. And you will tend to go and eat a lot of foods high in fat, white flour, and sugar, and your stomach has to work harder to digest those things. And that makes more acid in the stomach, and then this can cause acid reflux. When acid reflux flows up into your throat, then you start worrying about your health because you feel that acid reflux. And then it's just a perpetuating thing over and over again. Intestines, oh my gosh. Do you get constipated or do you get diarrhea when you're constantly fretting? It definitely hinders and affects the bowel habits. So keep that in mind. It is not good for your intestine either. And okay, let's talk about sex. Worry can tire you out and distract you. So you're less interested in sex. Uh-oh, that's not good. Over the long term, it can lower a man's level of sex hormone, the testosterone. That can affect sperm development, which then perpetuates more stress and worry if you're trying to conceive a child. It can slow or stop the body's normal response for when they actually are feeling like they want to have sex. And for women who have gone through menopause, it can make hot flashes and sleep issues worse. So stop worrying, you 50-year-olds up. Stop worrying. You can have a great sex life if you stop worrying. And of course, fatigue and memory loss. Oh boy. Get your rest and talk about your issues. Seek a therapist or a life coach like myself to help combat reasons of worrying. You have no idea what poor sleep habits can do to your entire bodily system and onto also your entire psychological system. And eventually your whole soul is tired and feeling completely overwhelmed and run down. But the thing is, when you're worrying, you tend not to get sleep. And then when you're not sleeping, you tend to worry more. And when you worry more and you have less sleep, you are in these bouts of potentiality of having memory loss and forgetting things more often. And that is a very vicious cycle that you get into until you say enough is enough and you start working on getting more rest. When you start to get more rest, everything else starts to come together. Everything on that list that I mentioned, your sexual health, the immune system, your muscles. When I'm overtired and I'm exhausted, I first feel it in my muscles. That's where my body sends me notification. You are nearing exhaustion mode. You better shape up and fix things. So I really think sleep is probably, in my opinion, the number one thing that will contribute to healing your overall being, to diminish the most worrying, which again will improve your overall being and well-being. So if there's one thing I would suggest that you try, is to try to get more solid sleep for longer lengths of time. So that's my little tidbit there. We We have to take another break, but feel free to send an email at organicallymeta@outlook.com. That's with two T's, the meta, or DM me on Facebook and Instagram. I always love connecting with you guys from all over the world. We're going on a quick break. And when we return, we will learn how to reduce the amount of worrying one does in a day. So don't go away. We will be right back.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we...
The relevant...
Do you feel stuck in...
The Crystal Coach Show, sharing clarity...
Welcome back to The Om Show with Tanya Butson. I've been discussing why we worry and the ramifications it has on us as a whole. And now I want to discuss ways to diminish the worrying in our lives. But I see that our Om Show fan, Jack from Canada, has called in. And let's see what he has to say. Emily?
Jack from Canada, you are live. Welcome to The Om Show.
Hello, Tanya. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Always love your show. I just want to comment on an experience on worrying. And I know it's probably a human nature for everybody to worry. I'm a lift truck instructor at work, and I'm in charge of lesson planning and teaching the employees the safe operations of a lift truck. And the question that always pops up in my head is, what if? What if I forget the lesson plan? What if the projector doesn't work? And what if I can't answer the employee's question? And I've done lesson plans before, but it's hard to get away from that. And when I get into the lesson plan, the slides go through, I can explain it. And when the employees are asking questions, I can answer the questions, no problem. And by the time I'm done, it's finished, and it's like, wow, it says that we went better than I expected. And it's like I worried about nothing. I said, before that, I felt the anxiety, I felt the blood pressure going up, felt nervous, and I just, it was worked up for nothing. It's like just when your plan today or your show today was talking about worrying, I said, oh, that I have a perfect example of worrying and all that comes about it. I always try to do the breathing before and the breathing after. And the best part of the lesson plan at the end, after worrying so much, everybody in the classroom passes. So that shows me that I've done my job right. And I worry, or I shouldn't have to.
Well, don't be too hard on yourself. Most people do that, especially when they have to present in front of a crowd and teach probably maybe some people that don't want to be there in the first place. It's just a mandatory thing of their job. But at the end of the day, you have to stop and think about, why did that worry come fleeting into your mind in the first place? Why were you questioning especially if you've done it before, why are you questioning your ability and your capability to perform? Because, well, it's a lack of confidence, obviously. So that would be an area, I am capable. I am confident. Those are the things. You know, you should hire me as your life coach.
I certainly should. I will. That's the best advice.
Those are some recommendations. Start using the affirmations. I am capable, because that when you start to feel capable, then you start to feel confident. And then what happens is that worry starts to decrease. It's all about changing your thoughts and in your mind, because something triggered you to go, oh, I can't do this. Oh my gosh, what if I forget this? What if, you know what, if the projector doesn't work, you're going to do it without the projector. We did it all the time without projectors in the past. So there's always an answer and a solution. So we just get ourselves worked up. It's just a really learned bad behavior brought down from past generations. Mm-hmm. And it's programming. It's social programming as well.
Yes, I totally believe what you're saying. And yeah, those affirmations would probably definitely help me for confidence.
Mm-hmm. 100%. That is a perfect example. And I'm glad that you shared that with us, because I'm sure there's a lot of people at work and a lot of men in situations like that at work where they are nervous and they don't feel like they can talk about it. And you know, you being the brave one dialing the phone again, which I appreciate, and then coming on, you know, worldwide to tell us your fears at work, I'd say that is very courageous, and you are very capable. So right on. And good job on your teaching that everybody passes. That's the whole point.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, you are welcome. I'm going to get on with how we can remedy some of these worrying episodes that go on through our days and nights, and what we need to do. And calming the nervous system is a great place to start. When you're constantly worried and on edge, our nervous system is on high alert. It's like it's always giving us a signal. Mental tension translates into physical tension. Usually starts in our neck and shoulders, right? And we can, and this can make us feel like we really should worry because we're feeling so physically agitated. It can help to have ways to quiet our mind and body and find a sense of ease. There are multiple ways to do this, such as guided meditation, which I can help you with. And there are Zoom meditations coming up. I've got 4 posted on Instagram as well as Facebook. You can see those dates. Message me if you want to sign up. You can join by Zoom or come in person if you are nearby. Exercise is a great way to pound out the worry. It feels good for the body. And of course, yoga. And hey, come see me for Reiki or ask me for distance Reiki. Why are you not asking for distance Reiki? It feels so good. I have clients that are committed to that. They all thought, oh, how do I receive the Reiki when I'm not there in front of you? Why don't you try it and find out for yourself and see the positive effects of it? So I've got a surplus of ways to help you decrease that worrying in your life. So notice when you're worrying and any beliefs that reinforce the worry. We often don't recognize what our mind is up to. We might be aware of feeling anxious and stressed, but we don't realize that we have some degree of choice in letting go of worries. So awareness is the big key factor here. Awareness of how you're behaving. Is your jaw clenched? Are you all like this? And you're thinking about your kid's hockey game and that you don't have his uniform washed or whatever. Like, those kind of things don't need to elevate you so much, you know? So being aware of what's happening physically and mentally in your present moment is the way out of this worrying. Awareness and mindfulness. Now, this is the one thing, this is where I really learned something new today, and I'm going to implement this into my life, is embrace uncertainty. Yes, embrace it. Most of the things we care about in life involve uncertainty. We can't be absolutely sure we'll do well in school, that people will like us. That is completely out of our control. And that we'll always have health or we'll have a happy marriage or relationship. And yet we don't have to allow this uncertainty to stop us from living the life we want. Beyond simply tolerating uncertainty, we can embrace it as an inherent part of life, knowing that our lives are uncertain at any given moment gives you your power back to control your every now moment so that you can create that life that you want and you deserve by realizing that opportunities and change happen all the time, and it is okay, because when one door closes, another one opens. It always does. Oh man, that's a mouthful. And that is a bunch of good information, because it is so important for us to embrace the uncertainty in our lives. We spend so much time trying to eliminate uncertainty that it takes considerable practice to begin to embrace it. So good luck. Just get on it every day. Live in the present moment. Training in mindful awareness is often a part of the treatment for worry. Mindfulness emphasizes focusing on mental energy on the present, the openness and the acceptance, an attitude that is helpful on many levels. Worry is by definition about the future. So training your attention on the present is a powerful way to reduce your worries. We can practice focusing our attention on the present in everyday activities like taking a shower. I do a ton of work while I'm in the shower, walking or talking with a friend, as well as a more formal practice like meditation, yoga, or prayer. And then we have facing your fears. Worry is intended to protect us from our fear, and yet it can lead to dwelling on things that will never happen. When we face our fears head on, they tend to diminish. Rather than worrying uselessly, we can practice deliberately accepting that what we're afraid of could happen. It's possible I'll miss that flight. Oh no. At first, it will probably be frightening. What ifs? What ifs? With repeated practice, though, our fears become less gripping and we can confront them with greater equanimity. I can't say that word. That's a big one. And it takes practice to worry less. When we're in the habit of worrying, even when we're determined to leave our worries behind, our mind will almost certainly return there, especially if we are worry warts. Dropping our worries is a lot like meditating. Our thoughts will return to our worries just as our minds will wander from the breath when we meditate. Happens all the time, no matter how good you are at it. We can set an intention and then return to it when we notice our mind has drifted. We can't eliminate all worries, but we can choose where we direct our attention. So if you want to take a leap and change your life 360, contact me at Organically Meta. I am helping real people find authentic solutions to life's problems and move into being all that you are. To learn more about me, follow Organically Meta on Facebook and Instagram. You can also reach me directly at organicallymeta.ca and at organicallymeta@outlook.com. Start the journey remembering who you are and creating your best life. And I leave you every week with three words to say. I love myself. I want to thank you all for joining the OM Show today. I'm deeply thankful for your presence and time. Please join me every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 p.m. Eastern time. Next week on the OM Show, I will be discussing the mindful act of living in the present moment and how it decreases fear and anxiety in your life. In the meantime, make it a great week, and I'll see you back here next week.
You have been listening to The OM Show with Tanya Butson on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, where Tanya encourages you to experience yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information, visit organicallymeta.ca. Again, organicallymeta.ca.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.